Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Don Sutton. How you doing, Don?
I'm doing just great.
Okay.
Glad to be here.
All right. I'm glad to have you here. And so we are talking what?
We're going to talk about the Quail and Upland Game Alliance and what we are and what we are not. Want to make sure that people understand that we're about more than just quail.
Okay. All right. We talked about this a couple months ago, right before your big your banquet, which was down in McLeansboro, right?
Right. That was last spring in March, and we'll be having another one this March, and it's going to be right here in town. It's going to be a rather exciting event. It's going to be different than what we've had before.
Oh, okay. All right. The Quail and Upland Game Alliance, it's all about not just quail, but all kinds of small animals. Wildflowers, and I was talking to a farmer a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about something, and I said, well, haven't you talked to the Quail and Upland Game Alliance about, you know, they could help you with that portion of your property? And he's like, who are they?
Yeah, well, that's we're relatively new in this area. It's a multi-state type thing.
Oh, okay.
We only formed here last spring, but we already take in people from at least six counties, have 33 members, hoping to get to at least 50 by this banquet this year.
Okay. All right. The Quail and Upland Game Alliance, and we're going to do a giveaway too.
Yes, we are.
And you just have to stay tuned for all that and more with Don Sutton on the Quail and Upland Game Alliance and the things they're up to. Stay tuned.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
How many have driven a car that's so bad that you had to give it a name? Old Blue, the green monster. You think when you're sitting at the stoplight that everyone is staring at your trashy car. They're not. They're actually looking at their phone, checking Facebook to see who liked their last post. It's temporary. You're living like no one else so that later you can live and give like no one else. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. I'm talking to Don Sutton from the Quail and Upland Game Alliance. So you have 33 members, six counties, including Wayne.
That's right. Correct. So. We call it the South Central Illinois chapter of the QUGA. Now, although it's named Quail and Upland Game Alliance, we're trying to do two things. One, we want to get youth involved in outdoor activities. They can be related to hunting or not related to hunting, but we need to get them outside and we need to get them more attuned to our environment and how important it is that we maintain a good, healthy environment.
Okay.
And we, we're interested in everything from butterflies to bees, deer to turkey, to quail to songbirds, whatever. If we can improve the habitat and environment for one species, we can improve it for all species.
Okay. It's like the whole circle of life. It
That's
gets better
correct.
Down at the bottom.
Yeah.
People at the top.
If you've noticed, if you've been out any at all, you've seen a pretty good increase in the production of monarch butterflies this year.
Well, oh, really?
That's a large part responsible because there are more people planting milkweed seeds in the CRP field and the Forbes fields and so forth, and that in turn leads to a very increased amount of the butterflies.
A greater population of monarch butterfly.
Right.
The monarch butterfly feeds off the milkweed plant.
Right.
All right. So does Quail and Upland Game Alliance provide milkweed seeds, or they do provide some seeds, right?
We have all kinds of seed mixtures. Like I said, we're interested in the pollinator program too, not just honeybees, but any type of a pollinator that flies from place to place. It's gotten so bad that if you've got an orchard or if you've got pumpkins or whatever, people have to pay to bring hives of bees and pollinators in because there's not enough of them out there in the natural habitat. We're trying to build all of that back. And
okay.
Instead of people just planting fescue or timothy or something like that in the CRP fields, we're trying to get them to plant and help provide seed for things that will really change the environment for the young pollinators and the butterflies and songbirds and everything.
Bring back more natural species is what
right.
you're talking about.
Right.
Okay. So how does somebody get into, like I was talking to the farmer a couple of weeks ago, how would he go about getting in touch with you or getting in touch with the Quail and Upland Game Alliance to get seed program started?
Probably the best way, they're not going to remember my telephone number, but probably the best way is just jump on the internet and look up Quail Upland Game Alliance, and it will give my name as the South Central president. It'll also give the state and the national contacts and so forth. They can go under seed. They can see what seed we have available and that kind of thing.
Okay.
So it's a quick link to getting local contacts as well as information they might want.
Okay. And so what would be their options? Do you know right offhand or?
Well, there again, it depends on what they want to do. If they have CRP programs and they're wanting to improve those programs so that the ground just isn't laying out there, a lot of people think, well, if you've got a conservation reserve program, there's just going to be wildlife all over the place. That's not necessarily true. Some of the worst place for wildlife to be is in the CRP programs because it's just too thick. And there's not enough food out there, and so they have to be managed properly, too. And we help manage that through burns, through strip disking, through providing legumes, providing different seeds and so forth. So it's not just let the ground go and it'll take care of itself. It
right.
takes management.
Okay. Is that part of the problem with the CRP program? It's just not managed properly?
Well, to a lot of people, they plant the CRP and it's a 10-year program and they don't do any more to it than they have to, which
right.
I don't blame them for that. But a lot of that was originally in a government maybe mismanagement too, because when we first started out, we started out putting it in fescue, which really protected the ground and it kept it from eroding. But it did nothing for wildlife.
Oh, okay.
Now the government sees that we need to promote the wildlife as badly as we need to conserve the ground. So it's a mixture of the two, and they're really helping in
right.
making this change.
All right. And some of these seeds are free, right?
Yes. If you are a member, we'll provide corn, beans, wheat, milo, sunflower, absolutely free to you. But you have to put it in a food plot, and you can't harvest it. It is
okay.
for the process of wildlife and this kind of thing. If you're not a member, you can get it for $8.50 a bushel. And we're talking about some of this stuff being worth $300 a bushel. So
right.
it's greatly, greatly discounted. Now, all of these specialty seeds, like the milkweed and the pollinators and so forth, we can't give those away free, but we do have channels where we get them discounted, and we put those discounts straight out to the people who want to use them.
Okay. All right. We are talking to Don Sutton. We're talking about the Quail and Upland Game Alliance and what they're doing, and we will be back in just a few moments. We're going to talk more about pollinators and the game in just a few moments.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, Act Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
Okay, Don, we are back. This is Don Sutton with the Quail and Upland Game Alliance, and we've been talking about the seed programs that the Quail and Upland Game Alliance helps to sponsor, and providing food plots for wild animals. So this is just relatively new. It's only almost a year old, right?
That's correct. We formed probably in late February last year, just in time to have a spring banquet, which we held in McLeansboro. We have picked up members from Franklin County, Hamilton, Wayne, Clay, Saline, and Gallatin so far. So, you know, we have a wide outreach of people, but basically we need numbers as well. It only costs like $35 to become an annual member of the program, and for all of the benefits and all of the things that we're trying to accomplish. You know, as we get older, we realize that nature does need help.
Okay.
And that's what, you know, that's what we're trying to do. And so if we can leave our countryside in as good or better shape as it was when we were a kid, which is really a challenge, that's what we're all about, wanting to do that kind of thing.
Okay. So how did you pick up 33 members in just since February?
Well,
about 8 months.
Yeah, part of it was because we were on your program a few months ago when we got the word out. We also had people from various counties which helped get the word out to the various places and so forth. And then when we had our fundraising banquet. But now, you know, what we have already done, we've had the one fundraising banquet, which we raised about $2,000 for, going back into the situation again. We just last Saturday, we sponsored a trap shoot for kids that were 10 to 15 years old for boys, and for girls, it could go all the way from 10 to 80 if they wanted to. All women could shoot.
Okay.
And so we contributed $500 in cooperation with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and held a trap shoot up at 10 Mile Conservation Area. And that is, you know, that's one thing that we've done. We also held a trap and skeet shoot for our own members and guests. You know,
okay.
So a lot of times, when you form a membership at a club or something, it just seems like all people do is work for others and they see no benefit for themselves. Well,
right.
We need to make sure our members also see some benefits and they can gain some pleasure and so forth out of their membership as well. And so we have done that. We helped that right out here at the local trap shoot gun club. And we are also planning on sponsoring a live quail shoot, a catch and release type program where members can we'll furnish the bird dogs, because anymore there's not one person out of 20 that would like to hunt that
right.
has a bird dog. So you know, we will furnish the bird dogs, and the chapter will furnish the quail. And we'll find a site, and we'll invite our members out to watch the dogs work and to shoot a few quail and have a dinner and make it a good day for them as well.
That sounds like a day of adventure.
It will be. One of the other things that we'd like to do.
When's that coming up?
We don't have it set
yet.
It has to be during actual quail season.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise it's illegal to
right.
to do that. But another thing we'd like to do, too, and again, it just points out that we're not quail-oriented, we'd like to have a shed hunt, a deer antler shed hunt for young kids sometime in the spring, and have people who do this and really know the knacks of it to take some of our kids out on a small group basis and show them how to do it, where to look, what to look for, and this kind of thing.
Right.
Again, just to get the kids outside.
Well, yeah. And I would think it would be an adventure. Kids getting out and finding the shed antlers.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that'd be fun.
Yeah, why don't we pause here? I've got a, we we had a couple of fundraisers.
Okay.
One of them, we appeared at the Fall Fun Fest here in town. We went to Bean Days, and we went down to Southern Illinois Hunting and Fishing Days. And we bought a Golden Boy 22 rifle, and we sold auction tickets, or raffle tickets for that. And we're going to give that away today here on the radio.
Oh, we are.
So we're going to take a moment here and draw for that. I'm going to shake this thing up real well.
Okay.
And we're going to reach in here, and we're going to get the tickets.
All right. We're going to – he's got a bucket full of entries available, and he spilled a few, and now we're going to pick them up, put them back in the bucket.
Yeah. Now, each All one right. of our members took 20 of these tickets. And they sold some of them. Not all of them sold 20, but we all sold some. And then what we'd like to especially thank the people at Fairfield. They really helped us out a lot. We sold over $600 worth right here in Fairfield at the Fall Fun Fest. So, people that buy these raffle tickets, they know their chances to win aren't that great, but they're sponsoring a cause, and we want to thank them for that. But right now, one person is about to win a Golden Boy rifle, and that person.
Now, where are all these entries for? We got the Fun Fest, we got Bean Days. Was there an event down in Karma you took an entry
for? No, we didn't take any. That person is Joe Davis, 895-2350 is our winner of the Golden Boy.
Okay.
895-2350.
Okay.
Now, the next thing we also sold, and this is kind of unique, we sold a guided quail hunt.
Guided quail hunt.
In Wayne County. Most people say there's not any quail in Wayne County, and I'll guarantee you there's not nearly as many as there used to be, but there are still quail here. And there will be three different ones of us furnishing dogs, and we will take that person on a quail hunt. These will not be the tame birds. These will be wild birds.
Okay.
And hopefully we have a good day.
All right.
You never know when you go on a wild hunt what you're going to have. So, okay, the winner of our guided quail hunt is Logan Tripp, T-R-I-P-P, and his phone number is 697-8944. So we have Joe Davis winning the rifle, and we have Logan Tripp winning the quail hunt. I don't know either one of these gentlemen, but congratulations to you.
Way to go. Congratulations.
We're glad you participated, and we're glad you could be a winner.
And thanks for helping Quail and Upland Game Alliance in their giveaway. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about events you got coming up with the Quail and Upland Game Alliance. And we will be right back with Don Sutton here on WFIW.
Community Connection is now online at WFIWradio.com. Now, not only can you hear the Community Connection after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, but you can hear it online anytime. If you missed the show, go to WFIWradio.com, then click on About Us, then Community Connection for the latest episodes. You can also catch up on past shows. Community Connection after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3, and now online at WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection, and we are talking to Don Sutton, and he's from the Quail and Upland Game Alliance, and we're talking about, we've just given away a Golden Boy rifle to Joe Davis and a quail hunt trip, guided hunt trip here in Wayne County to Logan Tripp, and those are winners, and we're going to get in contact with them, and now, what is coming up in the future for Quail and Upland Game Alliance?
We had just a regular banquet last spring, so our members this spring voted to do something a little bit different. We're going to have a liar's banquet.
A liar's banquet.
There is plenty of those people around. And, we just felt like that as many of them that the lie for free, maybe we ought to take advantage of that and have a fundraiser on it. It is going to be held March 22nd at 6 o'clock p.m., and you'll just love this. It's going to be in the Fairfield Christian Church, so we're going to convert all these liars, you know.
Well, that's the idea.
Right. But for, $25, you can get a choice of two barbecued meats, three sides, a drink, and a dessert, and 2 hours of quality entertainment. Now, that's pretty hard to beat in today's pricing.
That's I hear what you're saying is that you eat well at these banquets.
Well, we eat very well at these banquets.
And that's no lie.
Yeah, that part's not. Now, the rest of it probably will be. But the whole gist of the Liar's Banquet is for someone to tell a 3-minute to a 5-minute story.
Okay.
The idea of it is for it to be a story that is possibly true, but it really makes you have some doubts on it. And the more doubts you have, and we usually ask the audience, now, do you think that was really true or not? And, if you get half of the people saying, yeah, it was, and half the people saying, no, that was a lie, that guy did a pretty good job because he convinced them of it. The topic can be just about anything. Mm-hmm. But they have 3 to 5 minutes to tell their story.
Now are they judged on, you choose a winner by the person who convinced the most people that it was not a story, it was actually true?
Not necessarily. We'll have a panel of judges.
Oh, okay.
And those judges will consult the various tables. We'll have them sitting at various places. And so they'll pick up some murmurs and this kind of thing among the audience. But the judges will put their heads together at the end, and that's where they'll be chosen. And they'll be chosen by 3 things, basically. They get 3 points for originality. They need to come up with a story that everybody hasn't heard before, or take an existing story and put a different spin on it so that people do think it's true.
Could happen.
So the originality is part of it. 3 points for believability. If you say I was abducted by aliens, they took me to Mars for 3 weeks and brought me back, probably not a lot of believability in that, so you're going to lose points on that.
Probably not.
So it needs to be something that could very well be true, but it's very hard to believe.
Okay.
And the last point, of course, is 3 points for presentation. How well did you bring the audience into it? How much did you make them feel like that this is a real thing and so forth? So originality, believability, and presentation is the items that they'll be judged on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. 3 to 5 minutes, that's tough. I can only come up with, a few moments.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, this has to be a well-thought-out lie. It just can't be a spur-of-the-moment type thing. But now we have some of the better ones around. I'd like to give you a few of them, for example.
Okay.
Dick Deitch. You remember Dick Deitch?
I remember Dick.
Mayor of McLeansboro, longtime official. Dick Deitch is right there among the top of them, and he's going to be a participant.
Oh, okay.
Larry Phelps, Phelps Brothers Quartet. He can blow and go with the best of them, and he's got a chance to be the biggest liar in Southern Illinois. So, that's a big title.
The exercise in the lungs for that.
Jack Johnson used to be here. He's at North City now. So he'll be participating. One of your very own, Mike Dreith. You know about Mike, and you know that it's really hard to tell where he's coming from. So he'll be one of the favorites among the top contenders.
Okay.
Don Hale.
Yes.
He has won a liar's contest in the past, so he knows what it's all about, and people will have to step right up to get past Don.
He's semi-professional.
Right. Don Braddock. Or Dale Braddock has been in the past as well. He's a storyteller from Mayberry.
Oh, yeah.
If, uh, if you go out to the station at Mayberry out there along the interstate, well, Dale will be out there practicing these wares out there. So you, and another guy, I contacted some people in Sisney and asked them who would be a good person to represent them.
Uh-huh.
And almost unanimously, it was Lawrence Cobble. Now,
I don't know why.
I personally don't know Lawrence Cobble, but he comes with good recommendations, so we're looking forward to having him on as well. And then most of these people are older guys, so we went down on the other end. We have a young fellow that is up and coming, and I went to Fairfield High School, and I approached three different teachers and coaches, and I said, here's what we're doing. And we need someone from the younger generation to compete. Who in the world can we find? And there again, it didn't seem to be much of a contest. Lucas Halbert, sophomore at Fairfield High School. And he's going to take on the best of the best in six counties and see if he can bring that title home.
Okay. All right. It's the Liars Banquet. It's coming up March 22nd. When are tickets going to be available?
Tickets won't be available until after the first of the
year. After the first
of
the year.
And we will be printing up posters. All of our members will have them again, and we'll make it well known on where they can get them.
All right. Now I'll have you back when you get details set, and we'll put it right here on the Community Connection so we can get more people involved. The Liars Banquet, because, you know, the church can hold a lot of people.
Oh, yes. We're looking for 300 people, and we're also looking to sell out.
Okay. All right. It is Quail and Upland Game Alliance. Don, is there anything else we haven't covered?
No, I think that pretty well catches it at the present time. But we do thank all the people that have joined, all the people that helped us in the raffle, and we're looking forward to seeing you in the spring.
All right.
Enjoy yourself.
Okay. That's Don Sutton from the Quail and Upland Game Alliance. You can join right now. Just go to Quail and Upland Game Alliance on the internet, and you'll find Don's name and contact information there, as well as anybody in the national. And there's a national organization. And there's also some seed information there as well. That's going to do it for today here on the Community Connection.